Hey, there you are. It is Tuesday, March the 26th. Here's what we got for you this morning. People living in an encampment in front of Hamilton City Hall say they're staying put despite eviction notices from bylaw officers.
This is Budget Day in Ontario. The finance minister set to present a plan to boost the economy ahead of an expected slowdown.
And the drama between Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen is getting heated. You just did such a darn good job last week filling in for Brian. We're just like, we need to call Emily in again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello, Hi. Emily Dukovich. What's
Hi.
Going on?
Is my microphone on? Is everything the way it should be?
Good, yeah.
I'm like rushing crazy today.
Yeah, you're good to go. Brian's feeling under the weather, so thanks for filling in for him.
No problem.
Once again, doing some weather and traffic. It's gonna
be chit-chat.
And chit chat. Oh, yeah, that one too.
Mm-hmm. And my remote. And I think I'm even doing a podcast today too. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Today's
what day isn't Emily doing today?
Well, I'm not doing what you guys are doing, so I'm going to leave the news to you. Okay. But first, we are going to talk about traffic. And at this time, heading into the city, things are looking good. Yeah, we're overcast. It's mild out, though. Temperatures hovering around 5 degrees. That's what our overnight low is, around 4. So incredibly mild considering what we were over the weekend. And throughout the day today, however, we do expect to see a little bit of rain. So you're going to want to dress for that. Maybe grab the umbrella for this afternoon. Not a ton of rain. We're looking at about 5 to 10 millimeters. So again, it's not a deluge by any stretch, but we are still going to be seeing those showers. But temperatures mild, above our seasonal average. We will talk more on that, plus your long-range forecast and more of this traffic coming up. But first, the news.
All right. Thanks, Emily. Well, an encampment of protesters in front of Hamilton City Hall, they say they're staying put. This after bylaw officers handed out eviction notices that came into effect overnight. I want to bring in Simone Gavros, who joined us in front of City Hall, where this encampment remains. Good morning, Simone.
Hi, good morning, Tim. Well, yes, the encampment is still here, well past that eviction notice that was given yesterday morning. As you can see here behind me, the tents are still up, and it's been here since the beginning of the month, and it started with just a couple tents, and it's just continued to grow here in front of City Hall. This is just at the corner of Bay and Main here. Now, city bylaw officers handed out the notices just after 10 a.m. yesterday. The eviction notices said that the people living in the 40-plus tent encampment outside City Hall had to leave by midnight. That deadline was 6 hours ago. Now, the notice is enforcing the city's encampment protocol, saying that it doesn't comply with a number of restrictions, including encampments not exceeding 5 tents, needing to be 50 meters from each other, and not being located within 5 meters of a heritage destination. Mayor Andrea Horvath says that she met with the protest leader last week to discuss the homelessness crisis and how the city plans to address it. Now, the protest here has been going on since the beginning of the month after councillors rejected a proposal that would see the city build affordable homes on a pair of parking lots in Stony Creek. They've already received an eviction notice once before, but people living here say that they aren't going anywhere. Now, the final vote on that proposal is set for tomorrow, and it's going to include some amendments as well. But people living here in this encampment say that they don't plan to leave after that vote. Annette, I'll send things back over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Two people have been found dead in a home in St. Catharines. Emergency crews were called to a home on Elma Street just after 12 noon yesterday for what police are describing as suspicious deaths. Now, they are not releasing the names of the two just yet. Neighbors say they've known the couple who live there for more than 10 years and describe them as being loving and caring.
Cared for the community, cared for everyone. Heart of gold, him and Celine.
Yes.
It's absolutely heartbreaking to hear what's happened.
We were just walking together yesterday with the dogs because she's got her grand dog that just jumps at the windows to see my dog all the time. It's just crazy. It's just so, just great people. We're just in shock.
They are incredibly generous and sweet and kind. They're wonderful people. It feels awful. It feels out of place. And grotesque.
Niagara police say the homicide unit is leading this investigation, which is still in the early stages.
I want to go to the States now because there's a developing situation in Baltimore as the Francis Scott Key Bridge has collapsed into the river below. This happened very early this morning after the bridge was struck by a large ship. So the collapse, it was captured on video. Goodness, footage wow. shows the ship approaching and crashing directly into one of the support columns, causing a large section of the bridge to immediately crumble. Baltimore's fire department says rescue crews are searching for at least seven people after multiple victims did fall into the water. They're calling this a mass casualty incident. The bridge had four lanes and was about a couple kilometers long. It serves as the outermost crossing of the Baltimore Harbor and is an essential link of the Baltimore Beltway. Maryland Transportation Authority says all traffic is now being detoured.
The Ontario government set to unveil its new provincial budget today. Premier Doug Ford has been busy making announcement ahead of its release, promising no tax increases. Ford says the new budget will also extend a cut in the provincial gas tax ahead of next week's planned increase of the federal carbon tax. Ford is facing questions, though, about his government's spending on TV ads. Ads the opposition say cost the province millions of dollars.
These are partisan ads. They serve no other real purpose than to puff up the government. And if that's the case, then the Conservative Party should be paying them for them, not the government of Ontario.
Now, the Premier says today's budget is going to focus on bringing relief from high prices. We'll have the details at chch.com and tonight on the evening news. Now, it is tradition for the finance minister to wear new shoes on budget day. Peter Bethlen-Falvey will be wearing new boots, though. Work boots. He picked them up in a video posted on X saying they're to help build a better Ontario. The finance minister says his fiscal plan will take a prudent and responsible approach to the province's finances and will support workers. The comments to this video have not been kind, with one person tweeting, "Safety gear is not a costume." The finance minister, by the way, will be joining us tomorrow on Morning Live for reaction to today's budget announcement.
In the sports line we go, and let's start with the Blue Jays, who wrapped up spring training yesterday in anticipation for opening day coming up on Thursday in Tampa. And it was a wonderful sight for Blue Jays fans to see Kevin Gausman on the mound against the Pirates in their final game, and even better when you see the results. It was the Jays' ace first start of the spring as he's been dealing with some shoulder soreness, but he looked great, pitching three innings, striking out seven, being charged with only one run. Hopefully that means his next start will be with the Jays in the regular season, perhaps in their second series of the season in Houston next week. Jays would go on to lose to the Pirates 4-3, wrap up the spring with a 13-17 record. Now to that cloud that is hanging over baseball this week, and that is Shohei Ohtani returning to L.A. after the Dodgers fired his interpreter in South Korea last week for allegations of gambling. Major League Baseball is investigating gambling allegations surrounding his interpreter and friend, Ipe Mizuhara, who said he stole money from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts worth $4.5 million. Ohtani addressed the issue for the first time yesterday through a new interpreter.
Never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
So that was a small part of the 12-minute prepared statement that Ohtani told through his new interpreter, where he said he had no idea that Mizuhara had a gambling issue and that he stole the money from him. He did not take any questions, but there are still plenty to answer. Not the only betting scandal in sports right now, as the other involves a member of the Toronto Raptors. Jontay Porter is the subject of an investigation by the NBA looking into irregularities on prop betting involving him. So the two-way guard, who has spent time with the G League Raptors 905 and the big club this season, in the report, it says that bets were placed more than usual on Porter in two games that he left early because of injury and illness. And the props were the biggest money makers in the NBA on those nights. Porter was not with the team last night, and his locker was empty. This as the Raptors tried to stop a 10-game slide against the Brooklyn Nets, who had their own 6-game losing streak coming in. You can make it 11 straight for the shorthanded Raps, who are playing out the string of the season. Former Raptor Dennis Schroeder, he scored 19 points for the Nets in the 96-88 win. Gary Trent Jr. led the Dinos with 18, who had seven players not playing because of injury. At least 10 games left with the New York Knicks in town tomorrow. And let's head to March Madness in Iowa for the final game for the Hawkeyes' Caitlin Clark, who has taken the basketball world by storm the lead-up to her being the number one pick in the WNBA draft this summer. She scored half of her team's points in their 64-54 win over West Virginia to book their ticket into the women's Sweet 16. So her 32 points set another scoring record. She's already the NCAA all-time leading scorer, men or women, but now has the most points in a single season with 1,113. Her Hawkeyes now hit the road to attempt to win a national title. Up next for them is Colorado.
All right, well, if you're just heading out the door, things are looking pretty good. We've got overcast conditions, temperatures, however, a little on the chilly side. Overnight, we were around 5 degrees, and now we're hovering back closer to the freezing mark. But if you're heading into the city right now, things are looking good. The 403 and Watertown Road, not bad. We're taking a look at some of our MTO cameras, finger crossed that they all work today. QEW east of Brant, everybody getting to where they need to go quite smoothly. This is on Guelph Line. Things are looking good. Traffic flowing nicely. QEW east of Walker's Line looking good as well. Traffic moving smoothly. And at Appleby Line on the QEW, things are looking good. All right, so if you're just heading out the door right now, we're looking at 3 degrees, overcast conditions, so kind of cool, kind of cloudy. The wind's not too bad. By this afternoon, getting up to a daytime high of 8 degrees, that is almost exactly where we should be. Our average, 7. So we're close. Showers, however, and mild winds coming in from the south. So that warm push of air at about 30 to 50 kilometers an hour, about 5 to 10 millimeters throughout the day today. Tonight, 5 degrees, remaining mild. That southwesterly flow, 20 to 40 kilometers an hour. There is a chance that we do see a few isolated showers through the overnight hours. So if you're heading out, make sure you dress for it. And then throughout the day tomorrow, another nice day. We're seeing a daytime high of 9, a mix of sun and cloud, more cloud than sun. And again, those southerly winds coming in from the south, we're looking at 30 to 50 kilometers an hour throughout the day. Yesterday, we saw a daytime high of 10 degrees. 10 in that sunshine. It was beautiful. Unfortunately, that will not be the case today when it comes to the sunshine. This area of low pressure, it's moving its way through southern Ontario. It will continue to push in that warm air from the south. Once it moves out, we are going to be left with quite a bit of cloud cover. But for the most part, temperatures are going to be staying mild throughout the day, throughout the week. But through the overnight, temperatures will be dropping down close to the freezing mark, and we may even dip below. So if that gives any indication of spring, well, we've got it. Okay, so chit chat. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We've got Rebel Wilson and we've got Sacha Baron Cohen. When's the last time you heard from him?
Well, I don't know anything about this, actually.
So it's coming up because of her book, right?
Yeah, she's coming out with a book, and apparently there's some feud between them, and she isn't standing for it, nor will she be embarrassed and banished to her silence.
Okay. Let's hear more about that. We'll see you at the couch in the next little bit.
I'll be there.
Okay, taking a break right now into business news, and we're off and running on this Tuesday morning. And Parliament, they want Bell executives to explain their recent job cuts. And this time, they aren't taking no for an answer. See you in two. $6.15 on your Tuesday. Here's some numbers for you. Start with the Canadian dollar. It's up 9 basis points this morning, sitting at 73.7 cents U.S. Gold up. Some impressive numbers there, up 16 bucks, 22.14 to 30 an ounce. No change for crude oil, 81.95 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe markets are down in London, but up in Frankfurt and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were down today in Tokyo, but up in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX was down 42 points, triple-digit loss on the Dow, and 44 points down on the NASDAQ.
Okay, glad you're here on this Tuesday morning. Let's get into some business news. And members of Parliament, they want answers about Bell Media's recent mass layoffs earlier this year. And they've summoned the head of the company to get them. Now, CEO Mirko Bibic and a handful of other executives, they were originally asked to appear before the Canadian Heritage Committee back on February the 29th, but declined the invitation. The NDP's Nikki Ashton introduced the motion to summon Bibic, saying Bell's parent company, BCE, hasn't even bothered to explain to Canadians why Bell underwent its largest layoff in 30 years.
Costco is keeping a closer watch on its $1.50 hot dogs, drinks, and pizza slices. A Reddit photo from a Costco in Orlando shows a sign saying that if you don't have an active Costco membership card, you won't be allowed to buy items from the food court. This rule has apparently always been in place, just not enforced. The membership card rule will officially become effective on April 8th. Costco memberships, by the way, brought in nearly $4.6 billion last year. That's just the memberships.
Those hot dogs are so tempting. Goodness.
They're so good. Oh,
yeah. Right? Okay. Some Nike sneakers are going to start getting harder to find. The company says it's slashing supply of its Air Force One and Pegasus kicks in order to boost demand. Discounting has apparently become a big problem for the sports apparel giant. Growth has slowed for some of its products, and stores have been promoting the shoes to clear inventory. So the company plans to cut back supply in order to sell its merchandise at higher prices and keep them from being heavily discounted. Nike says the cutbacks will likely hurt sales during the upcoming fiscal year. Now, in recent months, Nike slashed its revenue outlook and said it was looking for as much as $2 billion in cost savings over the next 3 years. They also cut 1,700 jobs.
Boeing is going through a big leadership shakeup. The CEO, chair of the board, and head of its commercial airplane unit are all leaving. Boeing's been hit by more than 5 years of problems with its planes, including two crashes of the 737 MAX in 2018 and 2019 that killed hundreds of people. Then in January, a door plug blew out of the side of an Alaskan Airlines 737 MAX, leaving a large hole in the side of the plane. The problems have led to groundings for safety issues and more than $31 billion U.S. in losses.
Giant Tiger says it has experienced what they call an incident, and some customer information was compromised. The company says that information accessed in this cybersecurity incident was linked to a third-party vendor. So a spokesperson for the company, they would not name that vendor. However, they did say the company uses them to manage its customers' communication and engagement. Giant Tiger says those impacted have received emails just to be careful when opening other emails and receiving phone calls. No payment information or passwords. They were part of the compromised data.
U.S. government is planning to spend $6 billion to cut planet warming pollution from heavy industries, including cement, steel, aluminum, and snacks. The funding will go to more than 30 factories around the United States. It includes $170 million for Kraft Heinz to decarbonize 10 of its factories. Another $20 million will go to Unilever to replace gas boilers with electric ones at four of its ice cream factories. Total funding is expected to cut about 14 million metric tons of carbon dioxide a year. It's roughly the same as taking 3.3 million cars off the road.
Did somebody say snacks?
Snacks. Ice cream.
I was like, Ears perk up. The Canadian Dental Association says 61% of its members don't plan to sign up for the federal government's dental care program, that is. There are concerns about the terms and conditions on how they'll be paid. So dental and hygienist associations say they're worried about the administrative burdens on staff and that they have to sign on to the program to provide the care. The government started enrolling seniors in the new dental coverage plan late last year as part of a new program to deliver dental benefits directly to people who do not have insurance.
Okay, taking a break right now. Emily's going to be back with your traffic and your 7 day forecast right after this.
Good morning. Taking a look at some of your traffic, the QEW Skyway, the Burlington side, looking okay. We have been dealing with a little bit of construction, overnight construction. This is heading down towards Mapleview, and you can see a huge slowdown. Give yourself a little bit of extra travel time, but it looks as though it is just construction at this hour. No major backups besides that. Going through the Hamilton side, once you get over that, looks okay. Going the other direction. Oh, I love it when they do that because then I really don't know which direction I'm going. The Skyway East. Oh, looking decent. Oh, the whole control room's in giggles now too. Oh, well. I do what I can. Okay, right now we're looking outside and it's chilly through Hamilton and Grimsby at 3 degrees, still relatively mild through Mississauga at 6, and if you're heading out through at the city of Toronto, we're at 5 degrees. Now, this area of low pressure, it's a fairly large low. It is going to be stretching all the way up towards northern Ontario, and the backside of this is giving us some snow, a little bit of mixing, but for us towards southern Ontario, all rain. That's what we're going to be dealing with. And mild temperatures, because we have this southerly flow, we're getting into that warm sector. And you see those red arrows? Yeah, that's an indication of warm southerly air that's coming up. However, through the overnight, we are seeing a shot of cold air coming through. So we are going to see cooler temperatures throughout the overnights this week. But for the most part, seasonal daytime highs. 8 degrees for today, 5 to 10 millimeters, 9 throughout the day tomorrow, overcast but a little bit of sunshine, and then things start to look a little better as we get closer to the end of the week. By Friday, 7 degrees and seasonal. The weekend, well, we'll talk about that coming up. I'm going to put things back over to Tim and Annette.
Mm. Okay, thanks so much. Well, cute story now about a social media star who is spreading the love in Florida. So she has a little red convertible, killer shades, and hair that sticks to the couch.
Oh, I love you so much.
So, that's Coda the Fluff, Pomeranian, who's been bringing plenty of smiles to actually millions of people on social media for so many years now. She's part of a nonprofit small pet therapy team that brings joy to people during some difficult times. She loves driving this convertible around. She visits Florida hospitals, nursing homes, and schools in her little red car. When not visiting patients, Coda is in front of the camera in her makeshift studio. She says a studio, dressing up for millions of her followers. Her owner says it's all about spreading joy. You can see more of Coda's mission on her website. Website is codathefluff.com.
Oh my, very cute. Would almost make me come to Team Dog.
Almost.
Almost.
Do we have, what song do we have here, Laura? Something Red Corvette?
A little Red Corvette,
maybe? No, Red Corvette?
No.
What? Oh, okay, the news. Yeah, the news music.
The serious news music.
Serious news music.
We'll be right back with more serious news.
Okay, yeah.